With the 50th anniversary of the dismissal of former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam, it brought some reflections across Australians, especially from those who weren't alive at the time. Some unique events at the time resulted in the federal government nearly running out of money and the Governor-General stepping in to dismiss the former PM. Political reporter from CRN, Noah Secum, looks at these events and started speaking with 1RPH's volunteer, Marianne Gore, who shared her memories about the event.
I don't know how we got to know about it, but we certainly did. Maybe somebody had a radio, but we knew what was going on. All my school friends were on the Labor side, whereas I could see the other side because my parents have a small business. We have Project Lighting, which is a lighting retailer and electrical wholesaler. And we started in 1972, and all the public servants were starting to be brought from Melbourne to Canberra, and some from Sydney too. The population in the 70s in Canberra was just growing exponentially, and we were doing quite well because we were supplying the light fittings, Bakelite cable for their houses. At school that day, all my friends were saying how terrible it was and what an injustice it was that Whitlam was, in their words, booted out. But from my side, what had led up to that was the blocking of supply in the Senate. So the government was looking like it was going to run out of money. And the implications of that for the public servants who were buying their lights from us were really dire. So our small business was feeling the peril of that, and it was getting closer and closer to when the government was going to run out of money and the salaries of the public servants weren't going to be paid.
It's interesting to hear that the big concern was like an economic matter of life for you and your family. Do you think it would have mattered who was in that position as to whether or not that would have been the biggest concern of a blocking supply, possible dismissal?
No. If it had happened to the other side, it would be the same thing. Yes.
Obviously, we look back as the dismissal day as this massive event in politics, but can you recall the weeks and months afterwards, whether it was just another piece of the news?
Yeah. For some people, yes, it was. It did linger, and they felt injustice had been done for quite a while. But other things happened when we turned over to have quite a large majority elected with the Fraser government. The economy really took off a bit. That exposed people to the fact that regular government is a stable force for the economy.
Mike Lewis is another person who shared a very personal reflection of how this monumental moment impacted an individual.
The reason that I was on the steps of Old Parliament House on the 11th of November 1975 was that I had lost my job in Darwin. My job was with the Bureau of Statistics, and I was responsible for household surveys. And there were no households left to survey in Darwin, and so the Bureau of Statistics had to find me another job. And so they sent me to Canberra. And I arrived in Canberra around about September of 1975, and I didn't have much money. And come November, I was really concerned that I wasn't going to get paid. And I was wondering how I was going to do without that money. So that was the reason why I was on the steps of Parliament House on the 11th of November.
And just to that point, were you actually not getting paid at all for the whole time you were in Canberra to that point?
No, I had been receiving my fortnightly salary, but the constitutional crisis was that the government had run out of money and it was blocking supply, and they were forecasting that the public servants would no longer be paid. And so I was really concerned about that as I was driving around Canberra.
And so the other thing, especially that we've heard today, is that there are a series of things that kind of led to November in 1975. Especially in Darwin, having witnessed the cyclone come through the year before, how much was federal politics really on your mind?
Well, I took an interest in the reconstruction of Darwin. Gough Whitlam appeared in Darwin at the time that I was there before I got evacuated. And so I took a little bit of interest in that. But my main motivation was about making sure I got paid.
Obviously. I guess looking at Gough Whitlam's dismissal, has it still stuck out as a unique moment, considering that we've seen quite a churn of prime ministers since?
It's something that I'll never forget, just because it's been so historic. And it's just something that, you know, I was there on the day, and it was a big moment in the history of Australia.
Mike Lewis there, speaking with CRN's Noah Secombe. For these stories and more about politics, check out From Pillar to Post, wherever you get your podcasts.